Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Combos.
Yeah.
Don't mind my voice throughout this episode.
Devaney's sick.
Yeah, and it's so over this cold. This cold has made me miss work, has taken money from me because I went to urgent care twice. Aww. Had to pay the copay twice. And it made me miss out on, you know, something I had planned with my man friend. Like, just all this stuff. So, I'm over it.
I was just thinking, when you say sick, I was just thinking about this yesterday. So, I went to take my mom to PIMC the other day. And we sat there forever, as always. And, dude, the air felt so thick in there. Really? I was like, I need to get out of here. My aunt and my cousin were there too. I was like, everybody's sick, and I was just covering my face the whole time. But anyway, I seen this thing on Facebook where it said in 1820 and in 1920, it was plagues broke out, and it's 2020 now. And that's the thing, the flu is killing people. I think it's confirmed like two so far.
Something this like that. Year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah. But anyway. I don't know. Just a little some. Okay, so how was your week?
We haven't seen each other in legit like a week and a half.
No, like a week.
No?
Yeah, because we ate last week.
No, we didn't. That was the week before because last Friday I was on my way on my trip.
Yeah.
Dang, has it been 2 weeks or a week and a half?
That's crazy. I don't know.
It was weird. It was weird.
We went and had our breakfast.
We do brunch every Friday now.
Mm-hmm. It's every other Friday. Is it?
I don't know. I guess now it is, but...
Okay.
My week was... aside from being sick, it was good. So, I went on a trip this past weekend with my family. We went to Hualapai to attend my grandfather's services. Mm-hmm. And it was different being at a wake and a funeral out there, because it's so different from how we do it out here in the traditional sense. But it was really nice, and it was it was good to see all of my aunties and uncles from out there and my cousins, and it's so different from here. Like, their res is a res, you know, like.
I was telling Devaney when she was telling me, I was thinking, dang, you never really think about how other people do their their stuff, you know, and I was like, that'd be really interesting.
Yeah, and they you know, sang bird songs all night, and it was really nice.
It's pretty powerful to hear things all night to be around it. You know, we recently, one of my husband's relatives passed away, and just like it's our own people, it's us, you know, the singing, and stuff, but like, it's so powerful when you listen to it, and just like,
it gives me a good feeling, like
that's
home,
what it is,
home
yes.
and connection and all that stuff, and you know, so it was really nice, and it was a good service. And then we went on to Vegas, and I started to feel kind of sick at the hotel, actually, the Hualapai Lodge.
To be exact.
I think it was the hotel that made my sickness worse, because it was so stuffy in there.
Ooh.
And then the weather was cold. It was so cold out there in
Hualapai.
Was it? Like 30 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
It was freezing for us. And so then when we got to Vegas, I just really started feeling it. But me and my brother, we still went out and we had a good time. So my brother, if you guys know my brother, he's really fun, he's really cool, but I feel like when me and him get together, it can be very good or it can be bad, because I feel like we're just down, like we egg each other on, like he's always, you know, and it was funny because when we're talking, because we went out and we played some games and, you know, whatever, and he was like, hey, he's like, you know, he's like, you're like my brother. You're like, basically, he was like, you're like one of the guys. And I was
a man.
And I don't know. I think we just, you know, get along really good. And he's always been my right hand since we were little. And it was good to be around him. I really missed him. And especially my dad and, you know.
Yeah. So it was a good experience all around. It was,
yeah. But honestly, I was ready to come home by Monday because I just did not feel good at all.
Yeah.
And then work, I just felt like this week was crazy. I missed work and I was mad about that. Because it's, like, it's hard to get back on track, you know?
Right.
And I don't feel back in the groove of things yet. So, mm-hmm. I had a good week, I guess, aside from being sick. What about you?
That sounds like a lot.
It was. I'm tired.
This week's been kind of fast. Yeah. I was just thinking that, like, time feels like it's going really fast right now. Like, mm-hmm. it's January 24th today.
Where did January go?
For real.
Right?
For real. So, you know, this week we started off with my son potty training, and that is just, like, a big experience in itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, another, learning a new thing, you know, a patience. That's about it. Honestly, like, we just been home.
Really?
I know, I think the big thing was, like, and I told you, was, like, cleaning my bathroom. It's not even done, but like it feels good in there.
Yeah.
And so I got new carpets, I got some new candles, some new decor to go in there, and now I want to work on my room and just get rid of like so much junk.
Yeah.
Like I just want to declutter everything and just start fresh with everything, clothes included. So
I feel that.
That's just what we've been doing. We didn't really plan on anything, you know? I mean, next week is just a lot going on, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I can't even, like, really say. I've been very stressed, I feel like. I've been pretty stressed out this week, though. I don't know. I was supposed to attend, like, a conference yesterday, and I felt so bad I didn't go. I was just, like, I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, it's like I wake up and I take my husband to work in the morning and I get back, it's about 6:20-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the time goes by so quick.
So quick in the
like,
day.
I'm like, what the heck?
I hate days like that yeah. when there's so much to do.
So, I don't know. That's about it. That's how my week was. I was going to ask you, because I was thinking about, I actually wrote this down because I was eating some tacos from, dang, I don't even know what it's called, but it used to be called Mucha.
It's where's it at?
On McKellips. Or McDowell. No, McKellips. It's in Tempe. It's like just before Scottsdale Road over there, like in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I forgot what it's called, but their shrimp tacos are so freaking good.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't get all the fixings of, like, they put, like, some sauce in it and stuff. I don't get that, but...
Oh. Are you plain? You're not a saucy person.
I mean, I put my sauce in there. I put hot sauce in it. And, like, some onions and some peppers. But, like, I don't know. Anyway, but... I was gonna say, like, what kind of... Where do you think a good taco is? But I'm new to tacos. We make it at home, you know, type of thing. So, what place do you think is a good dinner place?
Okay, well, I'll just say for tacos first.
Oh, okay.
But my favorite tacos are in Tucson, and they're from BK's. Mm. Can't go wrong. I don't like... What's the other one?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I didn't eat tacos there.
You didn't?
I ate enchiladas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The whole thing.
The whole plate.
The whole enchilada.
But yeah, BK's, shout out to BK's. If you're in Tucson, check them out. But my favorite dinner spot, have we talked about this before? No?
I don't think so.
I've been trying to take Shayna here. We did try to go,
mm-hmm.
but it was like an
hour
wait. I love the meatloaf at Culinary Dropout. So it's so bomb. Like, I love their meatloaf. It comes with meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and I think it's either asparagus or green beans. I think they switch it out.
Ooh.
It's so good. And then you get, like, a little cocktail, and the scenery's, you saw it.
Yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
really laid back and mm-hmm. nice, and it's just, it's a good place to chill and just eat and have good food.
My friend
good conversation.
Likes that place, and so when she would explain it, I would think, I pictured it, like, real quick, you go in and you, like, I didn't think it was, like, sit down.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. I didn't think mm-hmm. of it like that, but Yeah. Would you say that Dish is very confident and...
I would. Oh, what did you say?
Very I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, My Best Friend's Wedding. It's on Hulu right now. Check it out. Check it out. But anyway, in the beginning, she says, I'm writing it up as creative and confident.
That meatloaf?
Yeah. It's like a weird dish. I remember when I was little, though, watching that. It looked so good.
But, oh, we should go there tonight. Culinary Dropout. Yeah. I'll put you on some meatloaf.
We'll talk later. But, I can't, you know what? Honestly, you can't ask me where to go eat. Like, you already know where I want to eat my all gosh. The time. Like, this, I just love Mexican food.
She tried to take me to a Mexican food.
She's all, no, 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 not no, today. No. But we went to go eat at US Egg. That was okay, I had like breakfast, it. She had lunch. I gave the breakfast an 8, she gave lunch a 6.
And that was a generous 6.
Oh.
I have a good...
It was that bad?
Yes, I have a good palate, Sheena.
Okay. Well, I believe like you it. Because I don't go everywhere.
Yeah, like no, I don't no. have... Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Taste.
I don't have taste, I guess. I can taste, but I don't have it. But, anyway... That was my little question there.
Culinary Dropout.
Yeah. What place have you gone to that's had bad service?
The Wallapai Lodge.
For real?
Yes. So the first, we left on Friday, and so we got there, I think it was like 6:30 or 7, and my whole family, we went to go eat there, uh-huh. and me and my stepmom and my brother and my sister and I think my auntie, I don't know, we got there kind of first, and so they took our order. Our food came out, like, I guess in a decent amount of time, and then my other cousins came, and they waited, no joke, an hour for their food, and we just sat there waiting, and they, like, the waitress didn't bring them their drinks, and then one of my other cousins, she didn't even get her food, like, they just forgot about her order.
Yeah.
And it was just, I haven't experienced anything like that in a long time, and it was just worse because we're all tired, and, you know, like, we were hungry, and we're on the road, so, I don't know, Wallapai Lodge, I don't know, watch your stars, you know, TSR would never, I'm just kidding.
Should've said that.
Willows would never.
Where did I go? Sizzler.
Isn't that a buffet?
I guess. We went there for my mom one time, and that mm-hmm. was the first and last time. Like, I think that, too, though, like, our mood was just, like, we didn't want to be there. I've never eaten there. You know how it's, like, kind of hard to go to a place where you've never... You want to eat good, that's why. But you don't want to go and try it. You want to, for sure, go to a place where you know you're going to get that food. You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? No? You try no. anything.
Yeah, I try anything.
Anyway, so anyway, we went to Sizzler. The whole setup's weird. But anyway, we sat there, and this lady had this thing of water. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching her, because I'm like, that's my biggest thing. Don't drop it. Don't drop. Even if I were a server, I'd be like,
yeah,
like struggling, shaking or something. Sure enough, she dropped that whole thing on my husband, the water.
Really? What did he do?
He was like, it was all ice water.
He didn't
water.
Get mad, though, huh?
He got mad. Oh. I mean, he didn't get up and be like, what the heck, you yeah. know, but he was just like, what the
yeah.
flip, and she didn't come and help him do nothing.
Really? Did she literally apologize?
Walked off. No, she oh literally gosh. Walked off
uh-huh.
and then came back and picked up the stuff on the floor and didn't ask us anything, because it got on half of my leg, but fully on him.
Oh my god!
And I was like, what the heck? And then, but there was a guy, and that's the thing too, there was a guy standing at the entrance over there, and he's seen the whole thing that works there, and he's just like turns away, like he didn't see it. So I'm like, that's weird, and we're not gonna say anything, because it's just like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, whatever, we're not coming. You lost 2 customers.
Winston, I guess I'll just be wet then.
Yeah, I guess I'm wet.
So I'm hydrated.
Yeah. So... I don't know. That was at Sizzler. I don't know how it is now. I have a cousin that works there. So I always am like, I should give it a chance, you know?
The just one on because, Country Club?
Yeah, that one.
Dang, it's been a minute since I went to Sizzler. Probably really? Like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. Was it good though?
I don't remember it being bad.
And our food never came out. So we had to ask them to just box it up. And that's when they're like, are you guys sure we can? I'm like, no, box it up. We're going to eat it at home. But I don't remember how it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But I don't remember. It probably
wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't good because I haven't been back.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my questions for you, I guess. Catch us at the, what do you call it? Walk for Autumn Pipash on February 8th. What time is that at? I don't even know what time it's at.
I don't know.
It's probably but we'll 7 be there. Or 8. Yeah, we'll be there bright and early because I want a shirt. So
catch hopefully. Us in our walking shoes. I'll be there.
Yeah. I want new walking shoes. I'm all looking at my shoes. Look at all those. I don't need nothing. Do you have a lot of shoes? I only see, like, a grip of yours. Like, maybe, like, 4 pairs I've ever seen.
I don't know. No, I guess not.
I want to change everything out. Like, I'm so done with... I'm pointing at my room. This.
If you need a visual, she's pointing at her room.
My clothes, my shoes.
I feel like I do, but it's more, like, heels and stuff. It's not, like, shoes, like, tennis shoes or, you know.
How many pairs of tennis shoes do you have?
2.
You have 2.
I have 2, like, workout shoes. Like, a pair of Converse.
That's weird.
I know. I'm not really a shoe person.
But, I'm trying to think. Devaney. I'm sorry. I'm going through my pages here. That's why I got quiet.
So unorganized. I'm leading it today. Hold on. She's leading because my voice is gone. But first of all, I was texting somebody and Shayna's going through her notes. And she's
first of all, this was a meeting. This was a little meeting before we started. And I'm like, get off your phone. Be professional.
And I was like, shut up. You're, like, in your freaking pajamas. And we're in your bed.
Yeah.
Like, such a meeting.
So, one thing that I've been asked is, how is your dating life, your love life going right now? Those of you that haven't heard that episode, we go in back and watch it. Listen. Love is Blind.
Yes.
Love is Blind, homegirl. Go and listen to that episode. But anyway, we gave an update on Devaney, and let's continue that.
My love life. First of all, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
That's not where my mind is at the moment. I'm not, you know, I still have things to do.
Yeah.
But I have someone that I'm interested in, and we, you know, see each other from time to time. And I think it's I like it because I can talk to him every day, mm-hmm. and we have fun, we laugh. I don't know why that sounded funny.
Yeah.
And it's easy, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not forced, and it just is what it is, I guess, and it's working for me, and I don't feel pressured, like, you know, to go beyond that, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. Meaning that I have had one person, like, you know, who wanted to go out on a date and I wasn't interested, and I kind of had to be honest about that.
Right.
And he just didn't really get it.
I feel like you really need to be, like...
Upfront. And I was. Like, I don't want to. I'm not interested in you like that. Like, you know? Yeah. And he kept asking me kind of the same thing in different ways, mm-hmm. to a point where I just had to be like, all right, let's just stop talking because you don't get it. Like, I want to be friends with you, I guess, like, but that's it. And so, you know, this guy that I'm interested in, I don't feel like that at all, like, mm-hmm. you know. And I think I am at this point in my life where I don't force things, you know, like, mm-hmm. if it's working, it's working. If I'm happy, I'm happy. And the minute that I stop having fun with it or stop being happy, then that's it. You know?
Yeah.
And that works for me. So, I don't know if that means I'm not, I don't know. I'm single, but I'm not single.
Single, ready to mingle.
I'm single, but I'm interested in somebody. Yeah. And, you know, that's where my focus is right now, I guess. Right.
Yeah. And like we've said before, like, it doesn't, you know, like, it's like, goes back to you know, you are just having fun. It's real innocent. You know, go on dates here and there. You go to eat. Simple things, you know. And it's just the attention you're getting from the other person. And, I was thinking about this other guy you mentioned. And you guys, just a little back story here. Everything and anything has happened to Devaney. Like, this chick gets the good, the bad, the ugly, like, in a funny way, too. Shayna lives through
me. I've just learned to laugh at myself and my situations.
Yeah, so, I don't know if you mind me pulling this up. Not too deep. But, oh, go ahead. So there was this guy that Devaney told me that she was interested in, and mind you, this has happened before with the same guy. And this guy, like, literally, just like the Honduras guy that we talked about.
Whoa, no, let's not go there.
Well, it wasn't exactly the same, but it was the same. But it's just like, why?
Oh, with,
like,
Mr. Hill River?
Yeah, like, let's just call him Mr. Hill River.
Okay.
Like, everything was going good. He just seemed like a potential, maybe,
Shayna was guy. Like trying was to marry like, me off. She was like,
this I was is like, a, we need to plan your wedding.
This is a husband. This is
he
your
looks
boyfriend.
Like a husband to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, but you'll get those. What I'm saying is you'll get those. Yeah. You'll think that you're in love, or you'll think that you're, oh, he's a potential blah, blah, blah.
I
was
in love with this guy.
But I guess I was for you.
So basically what had happened was, this is an old friend. You know, and we kind of had something when we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. I was like 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. And we would talk and, like, you know, whatever. And then that was it. Like, nothing else would happen. So he reached out to me. This was like, what, maybe 2 months ago?
Yeah.
A month ago, I don't know. And what do I say? We went out a couple times and he, you know, made me, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to explain it.
He just seemed like Mr. Perfect. This is what it is.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
That's what it was.
You say from the outside.
Mr. Perfect, because, like, you look at the guys that you're attracted to, look at the guys that, I'm not saying you, per se, but, uh-huh. Like, it's just crazy. What I'm trying to say is, like, it just gets crazy out there when you are single. These mm-hmm. guys come out of nowhere, yeah. Different kinds, yeah. And, like, the one that you explained, and then this Mr. Hill River guy, and...
He knows who he is.
You know who you are. Why? Why? I was on your side. You know?
And basically, it didn't work out, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But he did the same thing that he did to me when we were teenagers.
But these are the results of having fun, going on dates, yeah. And trying to feel around. That's what it's called, feeling around, you know, when you go through these different yeah. things. Oh, he didn't work. Oh, he's cool, but, you know,
and,
I don't know.
But that's a part of me learning and mm-hmm. growing and finding mm-hmm. out what I like and what I don't like,
exactly.
You know? Like, and it's, like, I mean, we mentioned before on the episode that we're talking about, I've never dated. I've always had very serious relationships. And so it's so new to me, you know? But it's, like, yeah. It's a good thing and it's funny. And, you know, I think I've just been lighthearted about certain things. Like, I don't know. You don't meet somebody and think, oh, you're going to marry this person or be with them forever. You know, it's dating. You're supposed to have fun and not be super serious. So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm not ready for all that
I think
yet.
That too, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, at your age, like, people are trying to get serious right now.
I think some of them are and some of them aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's working with what I'm doing right now because we're both not trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just that level of comfort, you know?
Right.
And I know I'm not going to say that, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy, Shayna. So
all
just.
Right. Well, this is all a shout out to Mr. Hilly River. First of all, I was on your side. I was ready to go and help with whatever I needed to help with.
Shut up.
But
I'm just going to say well played.
Toodles. Okay. So that was Devaney's life update.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into this topic. And it's so... The reason why I brought it up was because, like, you know, when it comes to this podcast, a really hard part is to keeping the you guys entertained. What should we talk about? What are you guys gonna relate to, you know? And I just was thinking, like, okay, looking at my Facebook and just kind of like, what is always on my Facebook right now? And at the time, it was the whole World War III memes and just, you know, and it gets you to think about, you know, the things that could happen and whether you come from a religious side of it or if you come whatever. Or but this podcast, we're not getting religious. We are not going to get traditional. Or should I say that? No. Like, we're just... all in all, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we decided to, or come at you in a funny way. Not in a funny way, but in a, like, how do you say that? Like, just, we're just coming at with you with questions, I guess. Your experience. My questions for you.
Yeah.
So, this one is, like, the whole apocalypse, the world to end, what's going to happen. Not necessarily the World War III thing, but just like, I don't know.
What would we do?
Yeah. So, I was thinking, what is your what do you think that it's going to scare you to your core to happen for the world to end? What is your world to end type of thing?
I am so, like... well, not a lot of things scare me, Shayna. But natural disasters. Because yes. Things, even like tornadoes, tsunamis, you cannot control that.
Yeah.
That is out of your hands.
Right.
So there is no way I would ever live in like Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I would never live in some place where things like that occur.
Right.
Because stuff like that freaks me out. Like, so this, I experienced a tornado one time and it was so scary. So, I was in, where was I?
Kansas?
No.
Oh, Oklahoma?
I don't know if we had a tornado warning when we were in Kansas. I feel like we might have, but I don't remember. No. What are the Twin Cities called? Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? I don't know. If it's not, I'm sorry. But I was, or no, yeah, Minneapolis. We had a tornado warning. And I was at a hotel, and it was so scary because the ambulance was driving by. And, like, so the sirens were going off. The sky was purple. It was windy. It started hailing, I think. And I got so scared. I was crying. And I felt like I couldn't breathe, and I thought, like, I was going to die. And so if stuff like that started happening, like you were saying, Shayna had this dream, basically, where... California broke off
into the ocean.
if stuff like that started happening, I would be terrified. Like that is when it would become real to me. You know what I mean? And like what was happening in Australia? All of that stuff with the,
like, 50% of their country is burnt.
Yes.
Gone.
Like stuff like if that was to happen here or like around us, that's when I would be like, okay, it's a wrap. Like, I need to get all of my stuff together. We need to have a plan. So that's
so then yours is just like, I mean, you obviously wouldn't know unless you were put in the situation. Yeah. But like when you thought of the tornado, because I myself as well was in a tornado watch too.
Scary.
When I lived in Kansas.
Yeah.
And it's so scary.
It is.
The sirens alone are so scary because they're so loud.
Yeah.
The sky is literally, we can't even say purple. It's purple, black.
Purple, black,
blue.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, it's so scary.
It's like where the heart is.
Yeah. Those of you that have
Novalee.
But, I just remember my mom and my brother just looking out the window like, wow, look. And I'm like, close the window. We're going to die, you know?
See, and you were in a house.
Yeah.
I think that's way scarier because I was in a hotel where...
I was in an apartment.
Yeah,
we
see.
We could have died.
Where people were, like, responsible for us.
Yes.
At, like, a facility. You were just on your own. You guys were on your own.
Yeah, so I think that, yeah, like... when in my mind already, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get my blanket. I need to get, I'm a little kid. So, you know, sorry for these things that I need to get aren't really probably aren't important, you know, yeah. But I think of the pictures. For myself, I've always thought of the pictures. Get really? The pictures. I don't know why. I've been moved around, you know. Yeah. So those are the that's important. Home. Yeah. That's yeah, home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just, you know, like that. And then she talked a little about my dream. My dream was just like, oh my gosh, we got to get out. We forget everything, leave everything. Let's just get out. Let's just get to a safe area.
Yeah.
But this time I have kids and it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'll die for them. Like, it's just, I never thought like my mom and my brother, I'm like, you guys can die. You guys can go look out there, look outside and be at awe with the sky. But I'm going to get inside and I'm going to survive, damn it, you know?
I would sacrifice myself.
Would you?
For my mom, for...
Oh. Well, I was like 8. So,
you didn't have... You didn't live life fully yet.
But, no, yeah, now... just kidding. No, it's different now. Obviously, you're older, but... No, we're similar in that with the world ending and, you know, we talked about, like, the shows that we watched before and we talked about The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
That, you know...
I know we mentioned The Handmaid's Tale before.
Right.
Yeah.
Those of you that haven't seen it, it's a take on, I don't know, you want to explain it? I feel like you have the better words for it.
Basically, it's like where... The world, or not the world, but the country turns into, what would you say, like, it's militarized?
Yes.
And so, it is like that, like, heavily based on military, like, I guess the way that they...
And the Bible.
Religion.
Yeah, religion.
So, it's like that. Like, it's like church and state, I guess. Right. I don't know if that makes sense. And so, people, their worth or their rank are based on...
how you lived your life.
How you lived your life. And if you, a big part of it is if you can carry children.
Right.
For the women. And the women who are barren are basically like that. Like, they're servants.
Mm-hmm.
And then the women who can, you know, have kids are handmaids. And so their job is to just conceive and give birth to
women that can't.
To, yeah.
The to higher win, ranked
the women. Higher ranked women.
The madam? Oh, no.
What are they called?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I forgot.
Dang. We need to watch it.
Yeah. But anyway. Basically, they're... So, you have the higher-ranking men who are in positions of power. So, think like that. Like, people who are in the cabinet or whatever.
Yeah.
And their wives are barren for some reason. Right.
Right.
And so, the men, you know, impregnate the handmaid. But it's very weird. Like, the way that they even go about getting pregnant. It's like a ceremony.
Yeah. No, but... The ceremony is actually made up. So part, not even half of it, of the ceremony, is from the Bible. But the whole thing, the whole world now is made up by men. I mean, not that it wasn't before, but it's straight up a man's world now. And these men, these particular men were sickened and just... They want sex. That's mm-hmm. what it is. It's all about sex. It's not sex. About
children.
Yeah.
And...
Because, to be honest, they're not the ones taking care of them or anything. No. They're just in it for sex. So if you really cut it down, you know, these men are having sex with these handmaids just because it's not their wife, too. Yeah. You know, I know that for sure, just because the main lady in it, she... wants to have a child, but her man is more interested in the handmaid because he can be with her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, this world is just, like, it's just messed up and scary. But I think that what's most scary about it is the leading up to that world.
Like, how they start slowly taking away the rights of women.
Right.
So, like, there was a situation where the main lady, what's her name? Why am I Alfred. Forgetting? Alfred.
And what's her real name?
Her real name is...
I forgot.
I don't remember. Go Kate on, something? No?
Kate. I think it is Kate.
Is it Kate? Anyway, it's her, and she has a child with her husband, and they have a biracial baby. I don't know if that's important or not. But she goes to her daughter's school because her daughter's sick, and she has to pick her up. And basically, they don't let her, right? Because they want her husband to, they want her husband to be there and to, like, basically give, so basically, to sum it up, they're just questioning her, like, asking her, shouldn't be asking her, right?
Yeah.
That you would never ask someone today.
Yeah.
Like, shaming her for giving her daughter medicine because she had a fever.
And this is the school, okay, it was kind of weird, though. Like, I was just thinking, I was trying to think about what had happened, but she would, the, okay, her daughter was sick at school, she had a fever, but the school didn't hold her. They sent her straight to the hospital.
Remember?
So the nurse was asking, like, basically, how come you're not at home?
Yeah.
How come, what, your job comes before your child type of thing? Yeah. But, like, you would not even, a nurse were to say that to me about my kids now, I'd be like, that'd be a complaint. I'd probably cuss the crap out of her, you know, because it's none of your business type of thing. It's just like, know when to shut up.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, but there's also that scene where she's trying to go get groceries and medicine at a Walgreens, and she has to have her husband sign off on it. If I had to sign a paper every day to for Winston's permission for me to go and get stuff, that's some BS. Like,
oh, no.
So just, again, these women's rights are right out the window. Like,
but you see, that's scary if that becomes a reality, because we're going to be the ones who aren't in positions of power.
Exactly.
Who will have to, like, be submissive and do all that stuff. And the men, you know,
they get to do anything and everything. Want. Yeah.
And that's,
it's scary and it's sad, like, you know, but it gets you to think about the power, the girl power of, you know, what everybody has gone through for years to fight for these rights and for
the
it
misogyny.
To just for it to just be taken, you know, really quick there. So, those of you that haven't seen that show, go see it. It's good. There's so much more to it.
It's on Hulu.
But, yes.
We're just touching, like,
barely
the surface.
Barely.
It's so good. It'll get you hooked.
Exactly. And if you guys want to have some conversations about it, we are open. So, hit us up through our email or on Facebook.
Our DMs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
We're down to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I didn't even get to tell you about what I would do.
Oh, yeah, what would you do?
Okay, so I've told Devaney that I've had these dreams about, you know, natural disasters, world-ending type of thing, and I had a couple, and one I'll lightly touch on, you know, I had a dream that I was going to drown. I think that's the main thing there, is I was going to drown in this big tsunami-type setting, and it just, that's scary. You know, and my whole family was with me. But, you know, the key thing was to get home, get to safety, you know, things like that. And so anyway, I had also had a dream here that there were, like, these balls of fire coming through coming out of the sky. But they were, like, big old snowballs. They looked like snowballs, but once they hit the ground, it was, like,
I think that's been in a movie,
fire.
Right?
Has it?
I feel like it has.
Ooh, if I see it, I probably get all scared. But, you know, just like the natural disasters, you know, I think that what I would do is just be home, honestly, because this is my home, you know, and I'm sure that if it got crazy, like where we were being evacuated, I wouldn't be like, no, I'm staying here, but, you know. There's nothing you can do. We're just going to be home. This is our home.
Yeah.
You know, we're holding it down here. So it's like, you know, like that. Or I'd probably go to my grandma's. I don't know.
I told you where I would go. I would go to Teo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a little spot on this mountain where
everybody's all hitting us up. Where's that spot?
That's where I would go.
But as far as, like, you know how people talk about zombies, apocalypse type crap, you know, like, when it comes to zombies, Bass Pro. Hit up Bass Pro.
I know how to shoot a gun now, so I'm ready. I went, you know, I learned from
the
best.
She's
going
to get her own gun.
My
husband wants to get a gun so bad, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Really?
I can fight.
But for someone who lives alone.
Oh, yeah, in the city, too.
Yeah, I need it.
Alone?
I live alone, Shana.
No, I'm like, babe, I got you. I got you. Like, anybody trying to come up to you, I got you. You know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So that was our little thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about...
Why are you looking at me like
that? I don't know. I was just like...
Shayna gets me these
No, okay. So and... we're home. My house, anyway. And my kids are running around. This is why it's better to do it at your house. Because you see. You
I see. See. Yes. And... Oh, my gosh. We went and picked up her kids from school. And her youngest, Kaden. I'm wearing an off-the-shoulder top. And so you can't see. You can see my shoulders. And they're bare. And so Kaden gets in the car. And he's like, Auntie Dev, why aren't you wearing any clothes?
That guy's so funny. He's so freaking funny. Those of you that are going to the Autumn Peeposh Walk. Walk
for Autumn Peeposh.
Oh, Walk for Autumn Peeposh. We will be there bright and early.
Did we say that already?
I'm just recapping.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to be there. Just kidding. We'll see
Walk
you there.
With us.
We'll see you there. Just to end this episode here, those of you that want to hear some crazy stuff, some good stuff, like, shoot us your suggestions.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. I'm down to talk about anything at this point. Anything. You got a question? I'm going to answer it.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Dang, I should have. Okay.
Yeah. I'll answer it if you want to know.
Yeah.
If you want to be a chismosa, ask and I'll tell you.
So I asked Devity earlier. What? I was like, what does your mom call you? And you were like, I don't want to say it right now. And I'm like, yeah, she's all fat girl.
What do we say? Gorda?
Gorda.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny to me.
I don't remember. I was like, no, never mind. That's too much.
Shagirl.
You thought I said shagirl. I said sweetheart.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, bumpkin.
Shapunkin.
Anyway,
we're stupid. Just to end here, a couple shout outs. You guys want your per cap tattoos? Go to Daniel Burke. His name is literally Daniel Burke on on Facebook. He takes appointments, you know, whatever.
Hit him up.
He's down. I'm not even going to talk about it right now. But anyway, also. Go and add Tig Bakes on Instagram.
Tig.Bakes.
Is it?
Yeah,
Tig.Bakes. Oh, okay. She does some good stuff. This chick, she made my birthday cake. It was so good. Yeah, it was a big ol'.
Talented.
Yeah.
You told me that. I just forgot.
It was a big ol'.
Quirky. Yeah.
Also, my bomb cakes is getting out there, promoting themselves, like, yeah, my homegirl, Myra, she knows what's up, she's doing good, her partner is Marissa Garza, but she is
sorry, guys, I'm
really promoting
herself. Gotta end, I'm, like, dying.
Oh, my gosh. and then, last shout out, The Stand,
keeping
our people fed.
Also, if he's listening, Big D, I cleared it with Shayna. You're coming on the podcast, and we're going to talk.
All right, y'all. Respect your people. They'll respect you back. Peace.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
We'll see you next time. Bye.